Just travel mercies for you guys. I'll be headed down to Miami tomorrow, so
oh, good.
Well, so I'm going to go, but my son brought me into it, so I'm going to go with him, so we're going to spend time together. So.
Which brother?
You say Dave?
His son. He means his son.
Yeah.
Brandon.
Son.
Yeah. Well, which brother are you going down with?
No, not the brother.
Oh.
I'm in Brandon.
Oh, okay. Your son. You know him? Yeah. Thank you. Well, it's certainly a prayer for that. Maybe you can come back with a trophy.
Who knows?
Yeah, that'll be a good game, by the way. I got a lot of faith that I think we can handle Georgia. Yeah, in Buddha.
I don't have that faith.
Anybody else this morning? Prayers, joys, concerns. David.
Last Thursday morning, we went to visit a friend and a neighbor where hospice had been called in, and it was obvious that his wife was pretty tired and lacking sleep. And Linda asked her, "Would you like for me to come back and stay with you tonight?" And Linda was thinking meds, you know, that need to be done every 3 hours when someone is in their last days. And we left there. Sylvester had a stroke during the night, I think a lung stroke, and just was pretty non-responsive, except he could still hear us talking, of course. And we went to a performance by fifth and sixth graders in town. They had been practicing for 2 weeks to sing Christmas carols. And the woman told us, the teacher at East Hill Baptist Church said they have been working hard for 2 solid weeks, and it showed. And I couldn't help but think of the poem, "The Comings and the Goings." Mm.
Thank you.
Very good day.
Thank you very much. Lord, hear our prayer. Yes. Thank you. Praise. Anybody else?
Unspoken.
Unspoken. Thank you. Yeah, I have an unspoken myself.